Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network USA. Let's go directly to Ireland. Let's go to Dublin. Let's go to the Irish government and to Colm Brophy, Ireland's Minister of State for the Overseas Development Aid and the Diaspora, who has launched a new website. This is the first, and it is To Be Irish at Christmas. It's an initiative which aims to further connect Ireland's global diaspora for this Christmas season. Minister, you're very welcome.
I'm delighted to have an opportunity to talk to you again. If you remember a few weeks ago when we were having our last conversation, I mentioned to you that I was having something coming down the tracks for Christmas, and that I would come back and have a chance to talk to your listeners about it. And this tobeirish.ie is a celebration of all things Irish around that Christmas period. And we're delighted with the response it's receiving so far. It's going to be live from the 21st of December until December 31st. I would say to everybody listening to us this morning that please take the opportunity to log on and take a look, because you'll find that over from the 21st of December to the 31st, there'll be a range of programs and items and conversations and concerts, there'll be, you name it, that'll be there that you can log into at various times and give yourself a real taste of what it is to experience Christmas in Ireland.
One of the one of the nicest things about this is that you say you've laid out a program. You know, I'm looking at your website right now, and you know, you so many Christmas around the world, downloadable activity pack. You have the Irish Film Institute presenting Christmas crackers. It's a program of very festive Christmas films. And now let's take some of the areas. You have Gael Boston, where you have Sean Machantig, we're looking at the Irish that settled in Boston today. There's a series of great videos here that brings in Boston from the United Kingdom, you know. A lot of this stuff here is being shown on TG Cahir, which is the Irish-speaking station in Ireland. But you have so much here in terms of entertainment, and God knows you don't have to watch it all at the same time. But as you point out, this is good from the 21st to the 31st. Now, how do we get to be part of this?
Well, that's the second part of it. So there's two parts. You've quite rightly said there's a lot of material which we have put up there, and we've had great support from the Irish broadcast companies and from Irish cultural institutions. We'll have concerts from the National Concert Orchestra. We'll have the National Symphony Orchestra. We'll have various people contributing material that we will be putting up there. But a really, really important part of tobeirish.ie is everybody getting a chance to put up their own memories, their own thoughts and their own ideas. So literally it's as simple as go out, make a short video, take out your phone, say, right, I'm going to switch on that camera there. And it can be something as simple as your memory, your reminiscing of what it was, maybe a Christmas in Ireland that you experienced in the past, or some great moments that you always associate with Christmas. Or it can be to do a flavour of where you're living now. So if you're in Boston or New York or whatever, and you want to take a quick clip of what Christmas around you looks like and share your thoughts about that, and share that with Irish people living back home in Ireland and Irish diaspora living all around the world, that's what we'd like you to do. So we want it to be interactive. We want people to get involved. And literally just like a very simple process of recording yourself and are taking a picture picture of the crazy lights on the crazy man's house down the road that are so over the top that it's the greatest ever Christmas lights that you've seen, and sharing that. These are all the things we would like people to do to give us a flavour of what, for them, either Christmas in Ireland is, or for them, what Christmas is. And we really will think that this will be a great, not just an opportunity for people to look at them this year and engage and share them, but it will be a great treasure trove of memories that will capture this very unique Christmas, which will be, for so many people, a very different Christmas, because for those that would normally travel back to Ireland, they won't be able to. And for a lot of people, obviously, who have had a very tough year living through the pandemic and through COVID-19 and its impacts on their family, on their community, on their friends, this will be a very, very different Christmas. So it's an opportunity to try and capture something about how this Christmas is, and also how we remember Christmas's past, and in particular how we celebrate Christmas in Ireland.
Minister Brophy, I would like though to point out to our listeners, you know, when we say make a video, we have, of course, us from the old school, would imagine some kind of a big production that you would have to go and have this done professionally. Professionally is almost a thing of the past, because what we're looking for here is just a way to connect with the people, you know. A lot of us, the wise ones, came our direction here over to the United States, but there are so many people around the world that we haven't had an opportunity to speak with. And I think that it would be great if you could spell out for us the process of making this video, how long, and what would you like to have in it?
Well, this is a real simple process. This is taking out your cell phone, literally switching on the camera, and in the same way, and this is one of the most interesting things about what has happened in the last 7 or 8 months for so many people of an older generation, maybe, who didn't engage with video technology on their phone or on their iPad or They now, because of this, the people are having Zoom meetings, they're FaceTiming each other, they're taking part in WhatsApp groups, they're doing all the type of things that they used to just think were a preserve of their grandchildren. So it's a very simple thing. It's just a matter of using the camera on your phone, make a short recording, and go to the website and upload it to the website. Follow the simple instructions. There's a couple of things you need to do on that, but it's all a very simple thing to do. If you're not that happy with doing that type of stuff, maybe find somebody in the neighborhood, or a grandkid or a kid or something like that, and say to them, give them a little bit of a handout to you on doing it. But it is something that most people should be able to do, and we've had quite a lot of them uploaded already from literally about 10, 15 different countries around the world where we've had videos come in already at this point. So it is something we're looking forward to getting more and more of. And but no big expensive thing. Just literally take out the cell phone, make a quick recording, put it up and send it over to the tobeirish.ie website. And if you don't want to do that, well, then just go and take a look at the site and experience all the great content that's there on it, that you can sit in at your leisure between the 21st and the 31st of December. You can just browse through it and decide what it is you'd like to look at, or what it is you'd like to take some time to explore.
Well, we want to, first of all, thank you and the Irish government for coming up with this. You didn't have your waistcoat off when you've come up with this, but it has other features, and that is that there are so many people indeed who have relatives throughout the world, those who really maybe haven't connected with those people and those relatives and friends. This is a great opportunity for all of them. Now, when you're making this video, obviously this is not a documentary. You want to make it snappy. Give us a clue on what you want to do there.
Take about a minute and a half. It's really just whatever you feel like saying, whatever memories you have. It's a short concise type of, you know, 60 to 90 seconds in length. That's all we want. Just put that up. Keep it nice and simple. No need to do anything fancy.
And how would relatives or friends of those that you want to connect with, how would they know where in this, what's going to be an extensive participation for those, around the world? How are we going to do that?
It's really easy. If you go on to Tubi Irish, just follow the, when you get to the 21st of December, just follow the instructions and look for the personal stories, and you'll be able to go in there and you'll be able to look through that.
Fantastic. And that would include, of course, being able to narrow this down. You don't have to go through a ton of them.
No, you don't. No, you can search on different areas. All right. So it's what I think people will be very familiar with it, in terms of it works like most of the other sites that people might log on to, where you can search and narrow down and you can pick out where you want to go. So it's very simple to use, very simple to navigate, very simple for people to be able to go on to and just take a look. And whether they're going on from their home computer, whether they're going on from a tablet, or whether they're going on from a cell phone, no problem at all to them in terms of going on and being able to use the site.
For those who may think that this is more geared towards recent immigrants, I think you've made a point as you launched this, that there are so many people who've been out of Ireland for so long that perhaps, they're welcome to participate as well. Even if there's not, if it's not directed to a specific friend or relative, there are those who, again, have stories, short stories, that they've told over and over, great reflections of Ireland and perhaps growing up or leaving. They're welcome as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. All those stories, all those recollections and memories, everything like that, more than welcome. We want, as we said, to build a treasure trove of some of the great memories and stories that Irish people would normally tell each other face-to-face.
Yep.
But we won't be able to do it this year. But we really do want people to get involved and to use the site as an opportunity to record a lot of those type of stories.
And actually, we are now, as we again wish you a very happy Christmas and New Year, and to those listening to this program, we want to again say thanks. This is great. It really is. And it's not a hard sell. Just log on to 2beirish.ie. We're going to play that clip after we say so long to you. And great idea. And again, thank you to Colm Brophy, who's Minister of State for the Diaspora and Overseas Development and Development of Aid to the Diaspora. Thank you again, Minister.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and a happy Christmas to you and all your listeners. And I hope everybody has a really enjoyable time logging on to 2beirish.ie over the Christmas period. Happy Christmas to everybody.
Thank you. And here's the clip.